tap, tap, tap. The doctor kept tapping on my forehead. Is it over yet? I asked as he kept tapping. Don't think about it, he stated calmly, a slightly different demeanor in his voice than 2 hours earlier when I had nervously exclaimed, "You know I'm going to need Valium for this." He had retorted back, a slightly irritated, simple, "No." After all, this was just a kidney biopsy. I had had my brand new kidney transplant a week or so before, but as the doctor predicted, I was experiencing rejection because of my high antibodies. Just focus on the tapping. I held really still, trying to focus on my forehead, not the giant apparatus taking a piece of my new kidney out. I had had biopsies before, my last being particularly traumatizing, performed by a student and accompanied by severe pain and copious amounts of blood in my urine for 2 days. I was petrified this biopsy would be the same. However, my surgeon, Dr. Goggins, kept tapping on my forehead to distract me, and soon it was all over. I didn't feel a thing. "Thank you, Dr. Goggins," I stated casually, like it was no big deal. Truthfully, it was a big deal. Not only had the surgeon come with me to a mere biopsy appointment, he had taken the time to listen to me, take my fears seriously, and stay by my side. You see, Dr. Goggins isn't just a transplant surgeon. He's 24 karat magic. Not only did he perform a successful kidney transplant for me, he anticipated all that would happen afterwards due to the antibodies in my blood and was prepared to treat the kidney and me as a person. Fast forward a few days, and I remember shaking my head, staring down at my Bruno Mars concert tickets that my sister had gotten me for Christmas the previous year. She had stayed on the phone line for hours trying to secure them for me. The concert was in 2 days, and I was sitting in the outpatient transplant center taking high doses of steroids and calming down after a biopsy. I wasn't going to the concert. I asked anyway, and Dr. Goggins looked at me like I was crazy, of course, and I laid back down on my hospital bed. The day after the concert, I lied there sulking. I watched as Dr. Goggins made his way around the room seeing patients, and I was slightly irritated that I would never get to hear the live crooning of Bruno Mars on stage. When Dr. Goggins got to my bed, he whipped out his phone. "I've got a video to show you," he said, scrolling away. He handed me the phone. It was a video of Bruno. "I thought you might want to see this. He was really good last night," he enthused. I almost cried. Not because I missed the show. Not because the surgeon had secured what appeared to be the best tickets in all of the United States. But because he had heard me. He knew I had waited months to see Bruno and could not go. And he had taken the time to bring a little 24 karat magic to me. I have worked with numerous healthcare workers throughout my near lifelong kidney disease journey. I have loved so many of them. It was difficult to even write this piece because without Nurse Susie, Dr. Leisher, Dr. Schrader, and Dr. Tabor, my kidney journey would have been impossible. Dr. Goggins represents the culmination of all my experiences with these awesome healthcare workers. Susie and Dr. Leisher took me through my pediatric experiences and gave me the strength to hold on until I was able to get my first transplant. Dr. Schrader believed in my tenacity to fight through dialysis when that transplant failed. Dr. Tabor took me all the way to and through the evaluation for my second transplant and after transplant care with a huge sense of humor. The pinnacle of these experiences was there on a biopsy table, finger tapping on my forehead, calming me down and distracting me. It was in the outpatient transplant center listening to Bruno sing his hit song, 24 Karat Magic, on a little phone screen. It was on the ride home from the outpatient center with a bag of new medicines and a heart full of excitement and hope for the future. For this, my healthcare heroes are Dr. Goggins and all those who brought me to him.